Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful here. Now, we did tell you, we're going to tell you here, if you mention certain jewelry that Odell's wearing, we might have to kick you off the show. Because people are all upset. They're in a row, Mary Kay.
They don't want us to mention it ever again.
So we can't mention it, all right?
Okay.
But Odell did mention possible cheap shots from Greg Williams. That was yesterday. Your thoughts?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things about that was the fact that Odell Beckham Jr. feels that started the downward spiral of health issues for him. That hit by Brian Body Calhoun, which he deemed to be dirty and inspired by Greg Williams, touched off a string of injuries that he's still struggling with to this day. So I think that's why this is important and not a player that's just kind of talking about something. He feels that high ankle sprain, that he came back too early on it, then it led to the broken ankle and the surgery. Then he had residual injuries after that, including a torn quad last year. And now this year, you know, he's talking about a hip in a way that sort of has him somewhat baffled. And I'm sure that he's tracing that all the way back to the body hit.
Oh, so he traded for someone in the middle of a downward injury spiral. Self-admitted. That's
Judas
great.
Judas Priest.
Well, I
animal.
Think everyone assumed and thought that he was absolutely 100% fine by then, and maybe he will be. He passed all the physicals and all those sorts of things. And so far, there hasn't really been anything in a game yet that says that he has some kind of a hip injury, but he still is appearing on the injury reports. And of course we know that he missed most
Disgusting.
Of training camp and all four preseason games. So I do think it's something to watch.
I want to know, Mary Kay, hold on for a second. I want to know something from you. You mentioned that. How do you go to sleep at night knowing so many people don't want you to wake up in the morning?
Wait, what do you mean? Come on.
Go ahead.
That's not nice.
Ask her questions.
Mary Kay. So when we talk about what it was like here, when Greg Williams was here, I thought players responded to him last year. Now I didn't want him to be that coach. I didn't think he had any business being the head coach going forward. However, players did seem to respond to him last year. And to hear that now this year, that means some players obviously didn't like Greg Williams if they're admitting that, Miles Garrett, if they're admitting that to Odell Beckham Jr.
Well, first of all, we don't know yet who admitted anything to Odell. You know, we haven't figured out exactly who told him that. Are they still on
Giles
the team?
Merritt.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
I
hiccuped.
You know, there's been turnover, so, you know, we don't really know too much about that. But I will say there
Barry
are players,
Fogamobi.
There are current players on the team that we know that don't like Greg Williams. Miles Garrett has been very vocal in talking about how he felt that he limited him to two pass rush moves. So we know that. We know that Demarius Randall doesn't like him. He wouldn't even take a question on him yesterday. And I threw into one of my stories today that Greg threw him out of a practice last year. So there are current players that do not like him.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Is that part of the reason he didn't get the job?
Well, first and foremost, he didn't get the job because he was Hugh Jackson's hand-picked
lackey.
Coach,
go ahead and say it, lackey.
And all of the coaches that would have, you know, come along with him were Hugh Jackson people. And there was no way that John Dorsey was going to fill up his building with Hugh Jackson coaches. That was just never going to happen.
It is kind of fascinating to think, Mary Kay, when we start to boil this matchup down, all the different things that go into this game. And then not to mention, it's a revenge game for the Jets. Greg Williams obviously is not happy the way he was treated out the door there in Cleveland, even though I think he issued a classy message at the time, but there's nothing classy about Greg Williams, let's be honest. And then it was supposed to be Darnold versus Baker. Is any of the shine off of the game now that it's Trevor Siemian versus Baker?
Well, you know, I think everyone was awaiting that great rematch between Baker and Sam. I'm sure Sam and Baker were really excited about it. And I do think it takes a little something off. I'm sure the Monday Night Football folks couldn't wait to talk about all those storylines and reflect back on what happened last year when Baker came in off the bench and all of that sort of thing. So I do think it takes a little something away from the pageantry of the game, but there's still so much to tune in for, so much for the Browns to play for and for the Jets to play for, and I think plenty of great storylines here.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Well, going back to Baker, I got one person saying that there's a lot of pressure on Baker because, quote, after the panic attack he had last week, he needs to show up. Was he panicked last week? He did look a bit confused.
I think he pressed. I think he got into a situation where he just started pressing and it got away from him, and he couldn't stop doing that. And that's the thing that I think he's going to, one of the things he's going to have to learn to do, is when he throws an interception, to kind of pull himself back together and not force the next throws. You can get back into a football game in a methodical fashion sometimes. Sometimes it takes hitting a big play. Sometimes it takes just doing your job one play at a time, and you can get back into a game that way. They were not that far down once he started throwing all those interceptions. So, yeah, I think he needs to, come out with a different mindset. And that is, he doesn't have to put this whole team on his shoulders anymore. He's got a lot of talent around him, and he can use that talent.
Are we going to see more Nick Chubb this week, getting that running game going early and often?
Well, I mean, you never know what they have dialed up for Greg Williams and the Jets. They have all different kinds of ways they can go with it. In this past game, they were in three wides almost the entire game. They didn't really mix it up hardly at all. You know, this game they could come out in a completely different formation. They could use multiple tight ends. They could use Nick Chubb more. That's the beauty of this offense. They have enough weapons and enough talent that they can do any number of things, and I'm sure you'll see something different this week.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. All right, Mary Kay, defensively, if they don't have C.J. Mosley with the Jets, what happens for Baker Mayfield?
Well, life gets a lot easier for Baker Mayfield without C.J. Mosley. I mean, he was a menace last year to him, obviously, in that season finale. He had a good first game. He sat out with a groin injury yesterday, but I would have to think that if there's anything C.J. Mosley can do to get on that field on Monday night, and, of course, everyone has an extra day to get healthy in this game, that he will be out there. So I'm guessing he's kind of resting up for the big night.
The Browns lose on Monday night. What are the callers going to be like to this show on Tuesday morning?
Well, it's incredibly difficult to make the playoffs if you go 0-2. And you guys have looked at what's coming next. The rest of the schedule for the next 5 or 6 weeks is downright scary. I mean, you're talking about not just the great quarterbacks and teams, but you're also talking some genius coaches in Sean McVay and Bill Belichick coming down the pike. It's a really, really tough, grueling schedule. Three of their next four games are night games, two on the road. It's just really, really difficult. So I would think that the sky would seem to be falling on Tuesday morning if they don't win this one.
How surprised, Mary Kay, do you think Freddie was about their lack of composure? And obviously that all ends up coming back to the coach, but, you know, the players have to get better. They have to be better and smarter and be a little more mature. Did they have the ability to do that? Do you think they will bounce back in a big way there?
I think they will. I think that's a tone that has to be set from above early on, and I think that was probably one of the first coaching mistakes that Freddie made in his young NFL head coaching career, was he didn't make that enough of a point of emphasis. The discipline, the composure, the kinds of things that you see from the Mike Vrabel coach teams or Bill Belichick coach teams, where they know you cannot beat yourself. You've got too many other things going against you to be punching people in the mouth and kicking people in the head and saying F you to a ref. I mean, those kinds of things cannot happen in a game. I don't think you'll see it, but I can tell you that Greg Williams will do everything he can to bait Browns players into that sort of thing.
How many times have you said that in traffic?
Only when I see you on the highway.
You said that to me when I passed you on 90?
No, I'm joking.
I don't think that's a joke. I think that's true. I think you probably
said
that.
Not true.
You're like, gosh, I hope he doesn't call me. And then I called you. You were very upset about it, Mary Kay. I could tell. Well, the reason I said, because yesterday people were yelling at Bull, Mary Kay, about being overconfident, quote unquote. I think people are really nervous because everybody expected this team to be a juggernaut, and then they went out and laid a tremendous egg, but it's only 1 week. But, I mean, seriously, I know Trevor Siemian has a winning record as a quarterback, but he's a backup for a reason. If you can't beat Trevor Siemian and the New York Jets, I don't care when it is. I can't take you seriously for the playoffs. Unless you're an 11-0 team and you lose to Trevor Siemian and the New York Jets. And, yeah, maybe you had a little bit of a brain fart there. But other than that, you start off 0-2, and I got the Rams coming up. Like, that conversation is done for a while.
Sometimes a backup quarterback can – you haven't been, you know, studying him, game planning him for months the way that you have for Sam Darnold. So, you know, you have to go into film study mode very seriously as of yesterday. So that's one part of it. The other part to think about for this game is the Jets are really banged up. I mean, they are really banged up. Enunwa is out. You've got Le'Veon Bell undergoing an MRI, although he says he will play. These guys have a lot of injuries. And so I think more so than just Sam being out, I think across the board there are some places that you can take advantage of this football team. But still, it's a night game. It's on the road. It's Greg Williams. He knows Baker Mayfield. He's going to blitz the heck out of him. It's good defensive players like Jamal Adams and C.J. Mosley. So it's not going to be some easy walk in the cake, as Butch Davis used to say, just because Sam Darnold is out.
We're like, what? Oh, okay. Butch Davis used to say walk in the cake. Yeah, that made up for it there, Mary Kay. All right. Well, we thank you very much for the time, Mary Kay. You know we love it when you come on. All the very best to you and yours.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
The great Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.